sunshiny and a little bit cooler day, trying to ease us into the weather change, but sometimes it likes to hit hard.
Doesn't it? You know, you get you a nice warm day, and then the next day you're freezing to death. There's always something along the way, but we're glad that you're here with us this morning. Hey, give somebody a hug. Make sure they see you. Look around. Give them a point. Give them a nice, warm, welcome smile. Preachers love to see hands up. Yes, I see those hands. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're so glad that you're here today with us as we worship together, as we take this time to celebrate our Lord and Savior, as we come around His Word. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit's going to teach us today from His Word. Y'all continue to pray for Brad and Lachelle. They are back from their children's wedding. So you'll probably see him, like say, choir practice. Don't y'all forget that, 5 o'clock today. Be here. A lot of things that are going on. I do want to call your attention to your bulletin. Be sure you read that. Yeah, there's a reason we print those things, so you can keep up with things. We'll just highlight some things as we go. But we're so glad that we can come together this morning to worship our Lord in spirit and in truth. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you now, we're so grateful and thankful. And Lord, we know that in the midst of the push and shove, Satan is trying to crowd out anything that resembles you, even here today in your house. Lord, we know that Satan likes to attend church. He likes to get on our hearts and get on our minds. He likes to get us all upset at things and each other. And if he can't, he likes to just try to keep us so busy that we miss what you have for us. And Father, today I pray that you will help us to keep our hearts and our minds upon you. Lord, that the Holy Spirit would lead us and guide us and direct us in such a way that we hear what it is that you want to tell us today in and through your word. Father, there's a reason why you have assembled us here together today, and you say where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. So Lord, you have a word for us. Even with this, with what we have here today, Father, we know that you can change the world in using us and giving us the gifts, talents, and abilities that you have. So, Lord, today, help us to be still in your presence and truly know that you are God. And Lord, we'll be careful to praise you for it as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and we're going to do just that. Hymn number 544, we're going to sing all four stanzas, Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It. Would you stand, please, as we sing?
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it.
be seated, please.
As we've been mentioning over the past couple of weeks, and I just want to check, Ernie, am I right now? Okay, good deal. Over the past couple of weeks, and one of the ministries that we've supported here through Central Baptist Church for years and years has been that of Operation Christmas Child. Now, you can see some of our boxes are already up here and in place, and there are a lot of folks that have taken the time already to put together an Operation Christmas Child box. And this is just, it's such an important ministry. It's such a way to be able to reach out to those that that have never even received a Christmas gift before. You know, we've tried along the way to take these opportunities to be able to show you some of the stories of the folks whose lives have been changed simply because we took a little bit of time to go by the dollar store and pack a box. And that's one of the things that we love to do. We want to do that once again today. We're going to show you in just a moment Edward's story. And then after that, you know, we usually take the time to bring those boxes up. We place them on the altar as a sacrifice, just something that is so meaningful to somebody else that we probably don't think twice about. We have compassion, we have a heart that cares to put some things in a little box, but you know what? We want to cover them with prayer so that those children that get these little boxes will not only have the opportunity to hear the wonderful story of our Savior Jesus Christ, but they will also have the courage to be able to accept Him. Would you tune in with us today as we take a look at Edward's story?
My name is Edouard Ndiki, and I'm from Senegal. 95% of people where I grow up are not Christian. But from all of that population, God picked my dad to be a pastor. Growing up was not easy, seeing your friends going to school. We have to stay at home because my parents didn't have money to send us at school. I was so upset because all my friends have everything they want. When I say, Dad, why we are not blessed like them? And he said, even if you don't eat, even if you don't have stuff, Edward, remember that you have God. I was involved in the group Good News Club. That Wednesday was amazing. We were coming to have fun, to laugh, to joke, to do all of that. And we received a box. We opened it. In the side of the box was toothbrush. I didn't have toothbrush when I was growing up. We used charcoals and salt to brush our teeth. Having it for the first time was just a miracle. This is the wow. It was wrapped like this. I didn't know what is inside. Carefully. This is my yo-yo. This is my yo-yo. Every day, every night, with the neighborhood, we always play. Someone cares. God, He cares so much. He has to use someone somewhere around the world to pack my box. I came to United States because of my background, being a track athlete. I was involved in the church in my local town. And one time, I saw the boxes I received when I was 14. And I was so excited. I didn't have words. I was just like, what is this? Where did this come from? It's reality here, people. It's you guys are doing this for real? And they say, yes. I say, I received one when I was 14. And everybody was so happy. Everybody was looking at me like, yes, you are in our church. Seeing God connecting me being 14 and coming to United States and to see the two elements just connected as a perfect picture, show me that I'm in the right spot. I'm in the right place serving the Lord. Daniel is my son. Daniel is the version of Edward in Senegal, but in United States. Talking to him is the opportunity like my dad told me. No matter what you struggle with, remember, you have a God that loves you. Daniel packed boxes, and he liked to say also his dad received one. In the corner of this universe, you have a kid that is waiting for you to pack a box for them. is not just a shoebox that you are packing. You are changing lives.
We are so blessed in our country to be able to have what we have. You see a fellow like this that his whole life changed over a toothbrush and a yo-yo. I know there's probably times that you and I have gone places, and maybe we've even been working on packing one of these boxes, and we've thought, well, that doesn't really seem like a significant gift. Well, you see that it really is, and it can be something instrumental in changing the heart and the life of those who get that. Now, you see, we've got some of them up here. I know some of you all are shy. You don't like to bring those down here. You sneak in beforehand or afterwards and put your box up there. But we want to take this moment in just an attitude of prayer. Here's what I'd like for you to do. As you sit there, I want you to pray for these boxes. If you have one, if you haven't had a chance to bring it forward and put it on that altar yet, now's the time to do that as we spend a moment in prayer, and then I will lead us in prayer overall. Don't be shy. Y'all come on down. So if you've got your box and hadn't put it up here yet, as we go to the Lord in prayer, you do that now. Let's pray together. Our Father, we may never know the extent of what you've led us to do through these little boxes. Maybe not on this side of glory, but Father, we pray that someday when we have the opportunity to come into your presence, that we will have an opportunity to meet folks whose lives were touched and Lord, whose lives were given to you because of a simple little gift. Lord, what a tremendous tool, what a tremendous opportunity, Lord, to see your word go around this world. So, Father, today each of these boxes that are represented on the altar represent a child and a family that will receive this little gift. So, Lord, we ask that you would provide safe passage. And, Lord, it's not about what's in the box, but it's about the opportunity for the message of Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, resurrected, and coming again. Lord, we pray that each one of these boxes, as it represents the gospel message, will go exactly where it needs to go. You've already prepared the way. Lord, you're already preparing the hearts of the receivers, and we pray, Lord, that you will give them the courage to turn their life over to you, that heaven's gates would be enlarged, and Lord, someday we will have the opportunity to meet brothers and sisters in Christ in glory simply because you led us to pack a little shoebox. Lord, I pray that we will continue to uplift the receiver of this gift. Some of us will know, we will get word about who got our gift or where it went, and some of us may not, but Lord, you know. So, Father, right now I pray that you will bless each and every one of these little boxes as your gospel goes out. May we be truly found faithful as we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Also, if you hadn't had a chance to pack your boxes, we are a regional drop-off, so you can still do that. If you want to drop it by the church sometime during the week, you're more than welcome to be able to do that. If you want to just bring it next week, we will make sure that we get things in as well, because we're going to be having folks drop them off pretty much this coming week as we go forward. If you can help out with that, we'd love to put you to work on that. We will take these boxes, pack them in bigger boxes, and then we will transport them to their next stop. Then they will be transported again to, I think it's Charlotte, and then from there on to the airplanes and over where God's already picked out a small child and a family that he wants to touch their heart and life. Would you be a part of a tremendous ministry called Operation Christmas Child. David's going to come lead the choir as we continue to worship.
Next hymn is hymn number 335. We're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 4. Standing on the Promises. I don't think you can sing this hymn sitting on the premises. Would you stand, please, as we sing?
Standing on the promises, Christ, my King.
be seated, please.
Have you ever been in places before where you hear things like this? Tired, fed up, ready for a vacation? How many of y'all have heard those things? How many of y'all have actually said those things? Oh man, listen, I've had it. I'm ready to get away from here. I just need a break. We like to go on vacation, don't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. We like to go on. Why is it that we like to go on vacation? This is simple, but I want to break it down for just a bit. Why is it that we like to go on vacation? To get away from everything. Because, yeah, and then all of a sudden you could look at that and people might sit back and say, oh, to get away from everything? You want to get away from me, JC? You don't love me. You don't love my church. You don't love our family. Yeah, people can take that wrong, but we understand what that's like. It's to kind of step back and relax and not have to worry about the day-to-day doldrums, the things that are taking place, the things that are going on. And why is that? Because we get so wrapped up in those things. And most of us have had days like that before. And some of y'all say I have more of these than I don't. But how many of y'all have those days when it just seems like nothing goes right? I mean, it's like you were like, everything was great until I got out of bed. You know, I got out of bed. The hot water didn't work. The coffee wasn't right. You know, the drive was it traffic all over the place. I was late for work. I got yelled at for that. And it's just like this landslide of stuff in our lives. And we just get to the point where we want to take that moment to step back away from it. And that's the reason why we enjoy vacation. How many of y'all have a hard time, come on, be honest, enjoying vacation? Because what happens is you get frustrated with yourself because you go on vacation, and then while you're on vacation, you're too busy wondering and worrying about what you're forgetting to do or what you've got to do when you get back. Where are my people who do that? Shame on you. I get it. I resembled you before. You got to learn to step back from that and enjoy the day. Because see, you're probably the same people who don't have much of an opportunity to enjoy today because you are too busy thinking about tomorrow. Where are my people like that? You go through life and you're sitting back and you didn't get a chance to enjoy today because today all you were thinking about was tomorrow. And by the time tomorrow got there, you were too busy thinking about the next day. And life just seems to be passing you by. Now, I'm gonna throw a sales pitch at you today because we hear those a lot. You know, people get come at you and they'll say, tired, beat down, need a break. Have I got a deal for you? Oh, have I got a deal? And then usually they will come up with, hey, you know, we got this place and it's wonderful. The beach is gorgeous, white sand beaches, nice big rooms. You can get suites if you'd like. A full breakfast is included. It's not donuts and coffee. It's the real deal. Made to order breakfast included in the price. You don't have to do anything. We will take you on these excursions. We will send you around the world. We'll do all these wonderful things for you, and you're sitting there going, what have they not told you yet? The price. Because see, that's what's on your mind. See, they got to get that hook in there first. We've got to get the hook to draw your attention. You know, and so some salespeople are really good. How many of y'all have ever had a salesperson that you were going in and said, I tell you what, I'm not doing this, I'm saying no, and you walked out writing a check? What was that old expression? Some of them people could sell ketchup popsicles to an Eskimo in white gloves. Some people are like that. You see, what they do is they make it sound so good that you don't want to miss the opportunities. You were like, sign me up. Some of you all have been there before. Yeah, I'm not going to ask you about this, but some of y'all been places and you've either been parts of timeshares or something like that, that you said before, that is stupid, I am never going to do that. You walked out, wrote the check, and then after the first 15 minutes wore off, you were sitting there going, what have I done? And spend the rest of your life trying to get out of it. Well, I am here today to give you a sales pitch. Are you ready? Because that's what I am. I'm a salesman. And I am here today to tell you about the best place that you could ever go. I am here to tell you that there's no place that you've ever been that's like this. And I will guarantee, 100% guarantee, that you will be happy. I can 100% guarantee you will be satisfied. I'm going to tell you that the place has golden streets. Literally, golden streets. Can you imagine that? Most people would be out there scraping the streets up to try to go down there to cash in. You ain't got to do that. Listen, gold and money is nothing but dirt and pavement at the place I'm telling you about. Oh, listen, a place there is going to be built just for you. Your personal place. And I promise you, it will be more than you have ever expected. I will guarantee you, it will be more than you've ever wanted or expected. Very seldom, but every now and then in life, you will find something that overshoots your expectations, don't you? Not much. Some of y'all are going, well, I'd like to find something that overshot my expectations. I promise you, this will far overshoot your expectation of what you thought it would be. You will have the room with a view. And not only that, listen, not only that, we're going to include all the people that you know and love. The people that are part of your family, you're going to have the biggest and best family reunion that you have ever had. Don't that sound cool? Oh, the people you hadn't seen in years, you're going to have a chance to be reunited with. Are you ready for this? I am going to tell you about this offer. The sun never goes down. And some of y'all are going, man, I like to sleep. I'm glad you said that. You know why? Because you're not going to have to do that. You're never going to get tired. Ever. Have I got your attention? And some of y'all are sitting there going, well, what about the travel insurance? Because what happens if I get sick? Hey, listen, you don't get sick there. Nobody ever gets sick at this place, ever. Not one single person gets sick in the place we're talking about. And I know some of y'all are going, get out. No, not a single person has ever been sick in this place. Not one. Well, you know, I'd like to go do that, preacher. It sounds really, really good, but the hard part's going to be when it's over. I'm glad you said that, because it never will be over. Ever. As long as you can think. I don't know what number it goes up to. I have said a bazillion. That's not even real. But if you went a bazillion years, you'd have a bazillion more. And a bazillion after. It never ends. Well, what happens if something happens to me and hey, I'm glad you ask. You know why? Because there's no pain there. There's no sorrow. There's no suffering. There's no missing people. There's no complicated people to have to deal with. Y'all like how I said that, didn't you? How many times have you been somewhere and somebody said, well, you know, this is X is going on. Well, tell me about X. Well, it's complicated. I'm glad you said that. You know why? Because things aren't complicated there. Does this sound good to you guys? I mean, honestly, let's think about it for just a minute. If you were sitting back and somebody gave you that pitch here on this earth, you would sit back and your first thing would be, that's too good to be true. That's impossible. That is not even possible to happen. I'm here to tell you it is. And I'm going to give you 100% guarantee. Now, here's the thing that we also need to understand. All of us are going on a trip. Every one of them. You cannot opt out. You can't decide you don't want to go. You can't decide that the crowd might be too big. You can't decide any of that. Every one of us are going on a trip. The question is, which trip package are you going to choose? Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Are you starting to see how there's a lot that's involved here, and we sit back and think about it. And if I were coming to you and say, look, okay, you're getting ready to go on this trip. I've got two packages for you. And by the way, I haven't forgotten the scripture. We're going to get to that in just a minute. You don't ever see the contract until the end of the pitch, right? But I got two packages for you. I'm really touting the package I just told you about. You know, the one where the sun always shines. There's no pain. It's a big family reunion. Place is going to be built specifically for you that's going to outdo anything that you have ever desired or wanted in your life. Anything beyond your imagination that you could think of, this is going to fulfill that place. That's the package that I highly recommend. In fact, I don't even like to talk about the other package. I want you to take this one. I want you to take the one where you're going to see your loved ones all the time, where there's no sorrow, there's no pain, there's no suffering. That is the package. You liked hearing that, didn't you? You liked hearing about that particular package, but I got to tell you about the other one because I'm required to. The other package is far from this one. You see, the other package is everything that's exactly opposite of what package number one is. Package number two is full of suffering. Package number two is going to be a place where, according to what they talk about, is the worst place that you've ever been. If you can think of the most horrible place you've ever been, multiply that 1,000 times. That's what package number two is like. Yeah, it's a place where there is always suffering. Always suffering. It is a place where your memories will haunt you. The nightmares will haunt you. It is a place that also has the same time frame. The lease, as it were, on this place is also a bazillion and a bazillion and a bazillion and a bazillion and just keep on going more years. It is permanent. It is a place where there is total separation of love. It is a place where you don't get to do anything you want to do. It is a place where there is no relief. It is a place of 100% constant suffering. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? But you have to choose a package, whether you want to or not. Today, you're going to choose a package. And some of you all might sit back and say, I am not. I will not. Well, then you just chose package number two. This one. The place of suffering. You just chose. Why would anybody in their right sound mind choose package number two? I mean, let's think about it for a minute. Let's be honest for just a minute. Do you think anybody of a right mind would choose package number two? Yes or no? They shouldn't, but they do. People sit back and say, I'm not making a choice. I am going to try a different travel agent. We all work for the same guy. You might not like me as the salesperson, but the guy down the street works for the same person. And guess what? All of our packages are the same. Package one, package two. You know, the author and creator of the two packages said, I don't want to complicate this for y'all. Roy, I'm going to make it simple. Here's package one. Here's package two. I really want you to sell package one real hard. But you got to tell them about package two. Because regardless of what happens, they are choosing a package, and that is you today. You have chosen a package, or you're choosing one today. Now, I think that to take it from a sales perspective, it makes us understand it this way a little bit more, doesn't it? Most of us would look at that and say, you know what, if a sales guy came to me and he pitched these two different packages, it's a no-brainer. I would obviously take package number one, as you should. But then comes up the question that we hit on a moment ago. See, I just did you like a salesman. Remember what I said in the early going? When I started getting you and you started getting hooked on what was going on, all of a sudden there's another question that comes up. And what is the question? How much is that? JC, I'm glad you asked. And I'm glad all of y'all are here to hear this. It will cost you absolutely nothing. What? Nope. I want to tell you something. JC, somebody already came in and paid the price for your trip. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, imagine if I were standing up here and said, look, well, there's this big Hawaiian, it's a month. I'm going to say a month because that might get you time to relax. You're going on a month. You're going to Hawaii. You're going to all these different places and everything. You're going to stay in the nicest places. You're going to eat the nicest food. Everything is going to be lovely. And in your mind, you're sitting there going, that would be really cool, but there's no way I could afford it. And I say, you don't have to. Somebody already wrote the check for you to go. And we would be like, say what? Are you? Me? Now, you understand where I'm going with this. You've just come to the sales seminar. You've just come to the Wyndham Rewards seminar. You've just come to the timeshare seminar. And I'm up here trying to make package number one look as good as I possibly can. But let me tell you this, I'm not lying to you about any of that. There is such a place. And since JC asked, somebody has already paid the fee for every one of us to go, for every one of us to enjoy it. All you have to do is sign up. And you know what the good news is? We're taking sign-ups today. That's all you got to do. You see, the person who paid the fee has got a list. And in just a moment, you can go up to him and say, I want package number one. He'll say, fantastic, package number one. Gonna put it down, put you down for it. Because if you don't choose package number one, you are going to be assigned package number two, whether you want to or not. That's a no-brainer. I'm a simple-minded person, but that's pretty much a no-brainer, isn't it? I'm certainly going to choose package number one, or should. Now, some of y'all are saying, what does that have to do with church? Some of you already figured it out. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I am talking about heaven versus hell, which both are real places. I am talking about the fact that you are going to spend eternity. If you're living and breathing and listening to my voice today, you are going to spend eternity in one of those two places. And right now, during this time called the Age of Grace, Jesus is allowing you to choose. Jesus has paid your fee. He has paid your price on Calvary's cross with his shed blood that you can enjoy that place called heaven, where it is always daylight, where all your loved ones are going to be, where there is a house, a mansion being prepared just for you, where there is no more sorrow, where there are no more tears, there is no more hunger. There's nothing that we can even imagine the joy of what it's going to be like. And he's offering you today. He's saying, this is what I've got for you. Yes, you individually. And it won't cost you anything because it already cost my son everything. But you got to pick. Don't be stubborn. Some of y'all are stubborn, aren't you? Some of y'all been called a mule before in your life, maybe in different terms. You're stubborn. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait. Listen, you may not have time. Your offer may expire at any moment. Now that's not meaning that God Almighty is going to take that offer away, but what that means is if you draw your last breath, you've sealed your fate. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? See, a lot of times preachers don't want to talk about that now. People don't want preachers to talk about this place called heaven and this place called hell. Talk about heaven all you want to, but hell's offensive. People don't want to hear about hell. Well, let me tell you something. I don't care whether you want to hear about it or not. It is a real place. And it is option two. And if you don't take option one, you're going to be assigned option two. And I will promise you, you will not be happy. You see, throughout the travel guide, we have been given lots of descriptions about both of them places. The place that burneth with fire and brimstone forever. The place where there's sorrow, the place where there's torment, the place where there is separation, the place of eternal darkness. Is that where you really want to go? Well, you can be stubborn all you want to, but let me tell you something. I'm going to be stubborn this morning too because I love you. You are here for a reason. You are here because God brought you here today. And you are here because you're listening to what my sales pitch is today, but you've got a choice you got to make. I don't want to see you choose number two. I don't. Because it's real. And it doesn't have anything to do with sitting in a church pew. It doesn't have anything to do with a Sunday school attendance, a singing in the choir. It doesn't even have anything to do with preaching the Word of God. It has to do with the contract that you and Jesus signed together with each other. And all you're saying is, I commit myself to you. I am no longer mine. I am yours. Now, he wants you to follow him. He wants you to be a child in the manner, in the same way which you should be. To follow him. He wants you to do good. He wants you to do right. But all those are things that we do because we signed up for plan A. Not things that we do to earn plan A or to pay for plan A. Because you can't. You can't afford it. I've heard that a lot in my life. How about you? Hey, how much is that? Well, if you're asking, you can't afford it. I've learned as I've gotten older, if it don't have the price tag on it, I ain't asking. I've been to a place before where I sat down and looked at the menu and noticed something was missing. The prices. You know what I did? Folded my menu and walked out the door. I said, we'll be eating where you're talking to the face of a clown today. Because I'm sure if it's not on this menu, I'm not going to be able to afford it. Jesus said, I paid it all. Remember that song we sing? I hope and pray that at least today some people still remember the hymns we sing like, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Y'all remember that? Lots of meaning to that, isn't it? Well, now let me get to the contract because the end of the seminar is at hand. But it tells us about
package A. So if you have your Bible, your guidebook, go with me to Revelation chapter 21. For those of you who may not know, that's over toward the end. You know, you sign contracts at the end. Revelation chapter 21. Matter of fact, it's probably right there in the latter few pages of the contract. And over in Revelation chapter 21, it gives us some description about the place that somebody's already paid the price for you to enjoy. Revelation chapter 21, beginning with verse 1, says this. It says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Verse 3, "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.' Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts.'" That is an ironclad contract right there. You see it. He says, "I put it in writing. If you trust me, I've told you about this place. And if you want to be a part, that's it." Now, look at verse 6, the latter part of it. "I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts." Freely! It's been paid for. All you got to do is accept it. I've said this so many times. If I came in here and I had gifts and I just started passing them out, that's kind of cool to receive a gift, isn't it? It's kind of fun. You know, and all of a sudden I was passing out gifts, would you sit back and go, "Nah, I think I'll pass"? If you would, your head needs examined. You see, people do it all the time. "Oh, no, thank you." I'm like, "Look, let me show you what it is. Look at what you get." And it is, honestly, it would be the best present you ever received in your life. And you go, "Nah." What? Are you insane? Why is that? That people would look God right in the eye and say, "No, thank you for eternal life in this place. I got me a mansion being constructed in glory. I signed a contract a long time ago." Matter of fact, when I was 6 years old, I made a contract. I said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "I got you a place, man." He said, "I got you a place around the table with the family." I believe with all my heart that it's getting closing time on this old earth. I believe that. I believe my mansion is ready. It's fully furnished. I got the best view that you could ever think about in the world. I can't wait to go up there and see my friends and my family. I can't wait to have that opportunity to see my grandma again. Remember, she was my biggest cheerleader. I said before, her two favorite preachers were Billy Graham and Roy Carter, and they were not in the right order. See, she would have three now, but see, my dad wasn't preaching. He wasn't a pastor when grandma went on to be with him. But I still think it would be Roy L. Carter, Roy B. Carter, then Billy Graham. But she's enjoying heaven. She's enjoying the gift of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm going to enjoy it too. So what about you? At the end of every seminar that we've ever been to, there was always that pitch. It's always that time, get your credit cards out. Don't get your credit cards out here. You don't have to do that. Let me tell you why. Because it's been paid for. It's all been taken care of. Your mansion's been taken care of. Your spot there's been taken care of. You will get to spend eternity with the Savior who loved you enough to die for you. You will get to spend eternity without tears. You will get to spend eternity without separation. No more separation from God, no more separation from loved ones. You will get to spend eternity without sickness. You won't need that walker, JC. Me and you will get in a race. I bet we tie. And here's the kicker. It is forever and ever and ever and ever. We can't imagine that, can we? We can't. But you're making a choice. And you're making that choice today. You're either choosing plan one, plan two. I've kept you on your toes because I've alternated it. Plan A, plan B, plan one, plan two. A and one are the same. Two and B are the same. Which one are you going to pick? Keep your credit cards in your pocket. But you got to sign up. You seriously got to sign up. You know, you got to be in the right sound mind by which to do so. Which one will you take? What a timely word. The Lord tells us He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And He is offering life, the water of life, freely to those who will take of it. I like free stuff, don't you? I told David at the convention, I think I wandered through the wrong room, but I walked out of there with two Bibles, a fantastic book, and all kinds of other stuff just because I was at the wrong place. I was looking, I was like, well, wait a minute. Guy hands me a bunch of books, and I'm like, oh, what are these for? They're yours. They're a free gift. I was like, okay. And then I was walking around, and somebody's like, where'd you get the free books? I said, over there. And then I heard him a little while later, said, nah, that was something you were supposed to sign up for. Hey, I got a cool Bible out of it. I was like, I want you to be there. I want you to choose plan A or one. And plan one is eternal life with our Lord and Savior. You see, people don't seem to talk about the subject of eternity much anymore, do they? Most of our thoughts center on the temporal things that are right here in our presence. But I believe with all my heart, our time here is short and eternity is long. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to say I think that. I know that because even the Bible tells us that life is but a vapor that appeareth for only a short while and then vanisheth away. I don't care how old you live to on this earth. You are one speck of sand on the beaches of every sea in the United not only the United States, but around the world. You are one tiny grain of sand on all those beaches as far as if you put them in years. If you could count every grain of sand out as a year in eternity, when you got done, you'd have to start all over again. So our 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years on this earth is like gone compared to eternity. So where are we putting up our treasures? It's kind of like that old expression where people say, you know what, people who've gone to college or spent that time and got specialized degrees or whatever, they say, man, I just don't know if I could go to school that long. I said, well, you know what, they might go to school for 7 or 8 years, but when they get done, what they get paid reflects the fact that they spent 7 or 8 years doing that. You know what Jesus is saying? I got it for you. Plan one. He says, plan two is here, but please, let's not talk about plan two. I don't want you talking about plan two. I don't want you to take plan two. I want you to stay with plan one. And plan one says, Jesus is Lord. Plan one says, there's a mansion. Remember the other hymn we used to sing? I had a mansion just over the hilltop. That's true. It's true. Today, right now, you're making a decision. Even if you don't think you are, even if you don't want to, today you're making a decision. You're choosing plan one or two. I'm begging you to choose plan one. And what is plan one? David, if you guys want to take your place for our invitation, plan one says this. Jesus says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But he also says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is you accepting plan one. Remember I said about the contract? He writes your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life up in heaven, and your mansion is started. Now I'm begging you to urgently choose plan one, because you know what? You may never see the sun go down. Most of us in our lifetime today have known somebody that we talked to that never saw the sun set because their contract got executed. I don't want to have to stand here and preach your funeral not knowing. You know, we did a memorial service for Patsy yesterday. I didn't have any trouble whatsoever. I know where Patsy is. She and I live on the same block. Not right yet. She already moved in. I'm still waiting. My place ain't done yet. But I'm going to see her again. And I can stand with pride today and say that. No more separation. I'll get to see my grandma. I'll get to see Patsy. I'll get to see loved ones that I've had a chance to pastor here. I'll get to see Joanne again, Mark. That is going to be so great. And I never, ever have to go home or go somewhere else. It's permanent and it's paid. Why would you choose anything else? Will you choose plan one right now? What does that mean? Listen, if the Lord's convicted your heart, it's by simply saying, Lord Jesus, I understand I'm a sinner. I don't even know what I'm doing, Lord, but I trust you. Come into my life. Save my soul. Help me, Lord, to live for you. You're going to mess up. We all mess up. But that doesn't mean he tears our contract up. Thanks be to God. But will you trust him? Will you take plan one today? I'm twisting your arm as hard as I know how. Because I want to see you in the kingdom. There's space on my block, but they're going fast. Going fast. Will you take one of them? It can be yours today. Nothing down, no payments. It's already paid for. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Listen, if you need me, I'm going to encourage you right now. If you don't have Jesus, ask him into your heart right where you are. Just like we said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. Save my soul. If you mean it, he understands you. It's another thing I love about him. He understands my country, hillbilly dialect and thinking. Sometimes my biggest prayer has been, uh-oh, Lord, I messed up. He's like, I know. Well, what will you choose? If you don't choose plan one, you are choosing plan two. Look at it that way. What'll it be? If you need me, I'm here. If you need this altar, it's here, folks. For Christian folks, for folks who've already got their mansion under construction in glory, let's stop looking this way and let's start looking this way. Let's start looking forward to the move. I don't know about you, but I am. I'm looking forward to the move. And oh, by the way, it might be sooner than you think. If you need me, I'm here. If you need this altar, it's here. I'm just going to ask if you stand where you are as we sing our invitation hymn. Amen. I'm going to ask our ushers if they would make their way down to the front as we receive the Lord's tithe and our offering to Him. And like we've said, folks, I want you to always remember that this is an act of worship as well. We do worship our Lord as we give back to Him. That was something that we learned not only in the Old Testament, but also through the New Testament. God wants to bless us by being faithful with the tithe and the offering, okay? Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, you're good to us. You have provided for us in more ways than we will ever imagine. As we come to this time where we give back to you what you have commanded us to do and what you've asked us to do, I pray that we would be found faithful in your sight as we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today's just a blessed day in so many ways. I want to get my buddy Jacob. Come on up here for just a minute. This is little Jacob. A lot of folks have known him from the time he was yay big coming up. But Jacob comes today to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of his life. Let's see, celebration. This is something I always like to do. Judy, come on up here. If you have worked with Jacob from the time he was in the nursery all the way up through to current, come on down and join him here, because these are days that God has had put you where you were for, giving you the time, the moments, and the opportunities by which to work with Jacob. I like what Judy said. Judy said this. Judy said, there's a hole in my Sunday school wall that he put in there. You know what? We can fix walls, can't we? Were you mad that day? Or were you just horsing around? Horsing around. Okay. See, he remembers. He was going to act like he didn't. But at any rate, we come today praising the Lord, watching from the other building. Let me just ask this. Where did y'all have him in Sunday school or a
Sunday school upward basketball when he was like this, and then he's like this?
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, I think Judy had him Sunday school.
Yeah, Mitch and I did together.
Yep, and then Awana.
Preschool, Awana,
and Sunday school. But you know what? This is what it's about. We're standing here together. God allowed you to use your talents and your abilities to make a difference, not only for Jacob, but for the kingdom, the kingdom's sake. It's important. That's why we do what we do. Today is a great day. I mean that with all my heart. Hey, I said let's celebrate. It's hard to get up here in front of people, but let's let him know how much we appreciate the decision he's made today, the courage that he's had. Let's give him a hand. This is courage. He's one of these guys that I prayed hard for because I wondered about him. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he's a lot like me. And I know how hard-headed we can be sometimes, right? But today's the day that all the saints in heaven are rejoicing. So Satan, lost another one. We're so glad for Jacob. We're going to talk to him a little bit more about baptism and membership as we go forward. But here's what I want you to do. In just a moment, I'm going to close us out in a word of prayer. Be sure to come by, give him a handshake, give him a hug. Let him know how proud you are of the decision that he has made today for Christ. Let these folks up here know how much you appreciate the way they have served the Lord through your church, Central Baptist Church, to make a difference in the hearts and the lives of people. So I'm going to ask them to stay up here with him. You've supported him this far. We're going to finish the race. Let me do this real quick. Just a couple of things. Shortly after this service, there's for those that are working with Operation Christmas Child, regional drop-off and packing, there is a very quick meeting in the choir room in the new building. If you don't know where that is, it's the door right across from the kitchen. That's where it'll be just briefly after this service. There's also, let me run it down real quick. There's choir practice, 5:00. Bible study tonight, 6:00. Awana at 5:30. It's normal time. And then we're doing our regional drop-off and packing November the 14th, which I think is, that's 14th through the 21st. That's tomorrow. I was just seeing if y'all were alert. I kept thinking tomorrow, but the 14th seemed like it was way too deep in November, but evidently it's not. Then for the men, every Wednesday there's a men's breakfast. If you can attend, that would be fantastic. We'd love to have you. That is at 10 a.m. at the Olympic Restaurant in Colfax. So come on by. You will enjoy that wholeheartedly and thoroughly. My guys, we have our D-Life group meeting today at 3:30 as well. And I know there's another place on here. I just want to make sure those that are celebrating this week that we celebrate with them. Jennifer Willard, that's Jeff's wife. Her birthday is tomorrow. Alex Gwynn has a birthday on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, the twins, Erica and Aaron Wright, will celebrate their birthday. And then this coming Saturday, Kelly and Nancy Young will be celebrating their anniversary. And I'm not going to ask which one. Because I know you robbed the cradle, Kelly, and I'm not gonna say anything bad. They'll be celebrating another year together, anniversary this coming Saturday. So if you send cards, pass out hugs, whatever you do, be sure to let them know that. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed in a word of prayer, and come let Jacob know how proud you are of him, and how proud you are that he is part of the family. Today he chose package one. What a great, the benefits are out of this world. I mean that. Let's pray. Father, you're good to us. Lord, I thank you so much for all that you do in our hearts and our lives. Lord, I just pray right now that today there truly is rejoicing of the saints in heaven. Lord, we're thankful for Jacob's courage today to say, yes, Lord, I believe. Lord, I thank you for these that stand with him, that have worked with him since he was just a little fella, to make sure that he understood your grace and your love for him. And man, today, what a glorious day it really is. Lord, help us as we go from this place to serve you and to serve you better today than we did before. As Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, folks.